morning, everybody. Did you have a long weekend? Or did you have to work Friday?
I worked Thursday and Friday.
Oh my God, you worked on Thursday as well.
Business as usual.
Poor you.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's okay.
All right, well, I had, I was away, but I wasn't. It wasn't a holiday. I was actually working. I had work on Wednesday and Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really feel like it was a holiday. Plus, I was in KZN, and we've got to talk about that a little bit because I haven't been down there for over a year.
Yeah. Is it holding together?
Probably like a year and a half.
Were there roads?
Well,
shame.
Yeah, we got to talk about that. We got to talk about the Kate Middleton video and all the conspiracy theorist nutcase lunatics who are coming out on that front. You know, there's so much to talk about today. And then the third thing, I mean, this Marcus Eustace situation too, which is also a source of a lot of conspiracy theories. You know what's happened, right? I was talking to friends of mine on this friends WhatsApp group that I've got. And one of them was like, we can't believe anything anymore.
Yeah.
You know, in the light of this Kate Middleton cancer video, she put it out and she said, no, you know, part of the reason she was trying to figure out how to tell her kids that she's actually been diagnosed with cancer. She's going through some chemo. She should be okay, but she's worried. In the meantime, she just wants everyone to know that they're treating her and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, this video came out. It all looked fine. I felt kind of relieved for her that she'd got it out there because there's such bullshit in the world.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, there's still people who think it's fake. They were looking at it going, oh, but if you look at the video and you zoom in here and you check the still shots of this and you're going to find out that it was made by AI. And
oh, my goodness.
Anyway, I mean, listen, the problem is, ever since COVID, where we were lied to about pretty much everything, we were told to stay in our houses, no dissent was tolerated. What it did is it unleashed the stupidity among humans, like this unbelievable, unstoppable, unbridled stupidity, where now you either are one of those people who believes everything, or you're one of those people who believes nothing.
Yeah,
and there's nothing in between. We have abandoned the battlefield of reason, and we've decided to chase after either the government is always right and we should always listen to experts, or they're never right and they're lying to us all the time and we must never trust anybody.
It must be difficult for the people who are telling the truth, who are high-powered or high up, to know that we probably might not believe them.
Well, this is it, right? You can now, because it used to be that at least you could be qualified. You know, I'm a professor at this university.
I'm
an expert. You still see these idiots pop up on like TV news proffering their opinions as experts. But so many of them have been discredited. And in doing so, we've discredited the whole system. Also, merit is not a thing anymore. You know, in the whole world, we've got like diversity, equity, inclusion stuff, which means that you've got some, like, some woman who did social studies fixing Boeing aircraft.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want to climb on the plane if that's what's going. I don't need the social science major being represented on the engineering team of an aircraft building company. You know what I mean? So
And there are these people as well who are taking up those positions willingly.
Yeah.
I would never want to have the responsibility of saying I can fix a plane if I only know about social science.
Well, all I can say is we reap what we sow. Right. So we've now brought about our own confusion. So when the Princess of Wales, who's one of the most famous people in the world and one of the most photographed people in the world, when she appears on what seems to me, I mean, I'm not looking for a reason to believe in the conspiracy theories, and I'm also not looking for a reason not to. It seems to me like this is an honest plea from a mom and a wife and a woman who's under a lot of pressure at the moment, dealing with a health condition. And I've heard these stories about, you know, women who go in for abdominal surgery of some kind, She's always been terribly thin. Maybe she had an eating disorder. Who knows? It's none of our business, actually. But then she goes in for this, and then they discover cancer. We know that the king has got cancer.
Yeah.
They're under a lot of pressure as a family. There's no one they can lean on. They've got Harry and Meghan who, you know, did a runner and decided to drop them in the shit. So they've got, like, what, Camilla and Edward and Sophie running around doing everything at the moment. And William, obviously. But, you know, I'm like, this poor woman, she goes out there, she's trying to cope with this thing, and now people are saying, well, even that video is fake.
You see, now, why would, what do they think she would be hiding if she said she had cancer?
Well, I mean, people are the wackiest, most stupid stuff. But it's all because we don't know what is true anymore.
Yeah.
And this is as a result of, and I hate to sound like someone who's trying to create a category out of a situation where there probably isn't a category. But I think this is the fault of postmodernism. It's this idea that everything is gray. Nothing is black or white. Nothing is true or untrue. Everything is just shades.
Yeah, and the things that I never believed before that I'm seeing in stupid things like a sci-fi movie, I'm now thinking, could that be true?
Well, this is it.
Where I never would have thought that before.
And it is, I'm going to sound like a conspiracy theorist now too, but the people who have been convincing us that there's your truth and my truth and there's no such thing as the truth, those people have basically won this battle, because now nobody knows what the truth is anymore. And what it is it's extremely demoralizing. So if you wake up in the morning and you no longer know what to believe, all the news has got to be fake. All the information that I see is just generated to confuse me and put me in the matrix or whatever.
Lies.
That's a demoralizing way to live. It's like, actually, no, you don't need to fall for all that crap. Because there are such things as the laws of physics. There are such things as history and the way humans have behaved for thousands of years that are true.
Wasn't gravity just questioned recently?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, that's like our true north.
I wouldn't be surprised, because people have just, they've become unmoored from reason.
Yeah.
So we're living in the age of unreason. And it's driving me to distraction, not because I'm confused or because I think that everything is untrue or I think it's all true, but because I have to figure it all out myself from beginning principles, right?
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, so it's exhausting. But then you do encounter really fucking dumb people every day.
Yeah.
Who, because of the internet, they now have not only access to stupid and good sources, and they always tend to the stupid ones, but also they have a voice. I mean, before, as I've said to so many people who worry about, you know, social media, and I'm one of those people sometimes, so I'm not going to exclude myself from that group. But, you know, there used to be a time where if you drove past some drunk, meth head, homeless person on the side of the road, and they were shouting and yelling and dancing without clothes on, and the world's going to end, you would just know to ignore them.
Yes.
You would know. It wouldn't be an issue. Now, because those people have an X account or because they've got a YouTube channel, people think you have to listen to them. You don't. Please believe me, you can disregard 3/4 of the people you encounter online. If you don't know them in real life, just disregard them anyway.
Yeah.
Just ignore them. If you've never met them or you don't know that they're a real person, there is no reason for you to pay attention to them. You know, I mean, I'll post something. For example, I posted a thing about Elon Musk and Don Lemon. There was that whole thing last week.
Yeah.
I made the stupid mistake of going to look at what came after.
Oh, on the comments on your own, on your own comment.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, wow. And then you try to figure out, is this a stupidity at a level of my followers?
Yeah, have I caused this?
Is it a stupidity at the level of the country? Because we are in a stupid country. I mean, you can see what happens in South Africa. I mean, even with the Marcus Huster story, which we still have to get to. Like, there's a lot of stupidity completely uncontrolled. So you think, oh no, it's our country. It's a fair assumption to make. Then you think, maybe it's humanity.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the whole fucking planet. Maybe all these people are crazy. Then you start despairing.
Yeah.
So I'm here this morning to tell you don't. Just pay no attention to the crazies.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's like being lied to by your partner, and you can never ever trust them again.
There's this term that everyone uses now, gaslighting.
Mm-hmm.
But it is it's a thing that humans have become increasingly good at on the internet.
Yeah.
And now it's become also something that is an excuse for everything. It's like the moment someone tells you something because you need to hear it and you don't want to hear it, you go, don't gaslight me. But actually you need to hear it because it might be true. The high probability, you know.
And also people have got so good at masking and pretending. You know, you meet a businessman, for instance, and you will trust him and say to other people, oh, I met this guy and he's got a really good business. Purely based on his personality.
Well, like Steinhoff.
You
maybe.
Haven't walked yeah, like through Steinhoff. His factory.
This guy was lying.
Yeah.
Please don't misunderstand me with the whole Steinhoff thing. I mean, I've been saying, and I still believe, Marcus Huerta has got to be one of the most evil people in the last 50 years.
Mm.
The number of South Africans who lost all their savings,
sure.
most of their savings, huge amounts of their investments. And I'm talking about pensioners, you know, because we go at like VBS and we talk about the EFF and people like Julius and Floyd and Floyd's brother who were directly involved in the VBS scandal. And we talk about those gogos in Limpopo who've lost everything.
Yeah.
You know, they were like saving
for their whole lives.
10, 20, 30 rand a month, every month, their whole life long so that they could live in anything but poverty in their old age.
Mm.
And we're rightly and justifiably angry with that whole VBS scandal. But it's no different with Steinhoff. Millions and millions of people who lost millions and millions of rands because of this crook. So he goes down onto a beach and he kills himself. Because they're about to close the net on him.
Arrest him. He has to go to jail.
Because what people don't understand is the wheels of justice do turn slowly. So it was going to take a while. But now you again see lunatics on the internet say, well, he didn't really kill himself. He's gone to live on a horse farm in Argentina or something. I mean, it's the same people who believe Hitler's still alive.
Mm.
It's the same people who believe Elvis is like running a auto parts dealer. You know, Michael Jackson was never really dead, and Princess Diana is running a landmine clearing
with
business.
Rats.
Who knows, you know? So it's all part of the same problem. First and foremost, the fact that we genuinely did lose faith in all of our institutions because the people who would have had our faith and our trust lied to us during COVID, and the whole world was shut down, and it was a fuck up.
We still haven't recovered.
And those of us who said it was were told to shut up.
Yeah.
From the doctors who signed the Great Barrington Declaration, right the way down to, you know, people who have a show on a podcast like us. And I was saying, this is not, I don't like this lockdown idea. Forget about the disease. I'm not a virologist or an epidemiologist, but I said from the beginning this lockdown thing is a stupid idea.
Yeah, you did.
And people were like, no, you shut up, you're dangerous. So then we lost faith. And what has it been replaced by? It's been replaced by wild conspiracy theories. And now the conspiracy theorists, because they were right about one or two things, now they think they're right about everything.
Yeah.
So now we've
got... So the world is flat, in other words.
Yeah, so now the Loch Ness Monster's true and... You know, there's an alien ship beaming down messages to control the reptilians who actually are in charge of us. And it's just like, it's just a total mess.
It's an all or nothing situation.
Right. And I'm saying that's not how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down. You still need to go to a doctor if you want your appendix removed.
Mm.
You still go to a lawyer if you want to fight someone in court. You still need to read a few books if you want to know something.
Mm.
And the last place to look for this stuff is on social media.
Ugh.
Social media That's what's making people confused. And you shouldn't have to follow it, you know? Qualifications and things aside, because I do think that the, you know, the postmodernists have a lot to answer for here in making truth a thing that can't be zeroed in on. There are things that are true. I'm sorry. You know, if there are certain economic policies that lead to prosperity and there are other economic policies that lead to misery. Helen Ziller was on X all over the weekend, interviewed by some dude who was asking her like he's discovered some nugget of gold. He goes, "Well, Helen, how do you know that if the EFF come to power, the Rand will tank?" You're like, oh God, okay, we have to go back. We have to go all the way back to this. Because this guy who's supposedly smart, I don't know who he is, he was interviewing her. Now, everyone on, certainly on Black Twitter, which again, you know, if you're going to go somewhere for stupid, that's a great place to start. But they were all like, yeah, actually, that's a good point. How does Helen Ziller know? Well, okay, there are two ways we can figure this, guys. Number one, we can go there and find out. Mm. Like we can, what she said is put Julius in charge of a province and see what happens to that poor province, right? You don't have to like Helen Ziller. This has got nothing to do with your feelings about Helen Ziller.
Yeah.
So we can do that and cost one of the provinces their lives.
Yeah.
And jobs and everything. Or we can look at history and we can go, well, everywhere they've tried the policies that the EFF are talking about, that country has suffered enormously. The people have become poorer. The currency has tanked.
They can't live there anymore.
Ask Javier Milei in Argentina, who's turning that place around for a free market capitalist economy from what it was before, which is more or less along the lines of a Venezuela and an EFF
led
utopia. Go and ask them and you'll figure it out. You'll see how much sense this makes. But now, you know, it's all like, oh, that old Helen Ziller, what does she know? Like, guys.
It doesn't have anything to do with – that question could have been posed to anyone who has any ounce of – experience in the world.
God, there's some stupidity online. It's just insane. And then I come from a province now where they really have had the shit beaten out of them. So KZN, it's worth remarking on that. I had a lovely time down there with the people that I saw. I was down there for an event that we did on the Wednesday, and then we had I did a DJ gig of all things.
What? Wiki.
I was terrible, but it was but it was great. The crowd was lovely. It was fun. But I've got to tell you, like, the place is in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, between the riots and the floods and just generally that province is not looking very good. It's not looking tidy. It's not looking organized. It's not looking like it's being run by anybody. It's just a mess.
It used to be a very proud city, you know.
Durban particularly.
Yeah, considering that it's not Cape Town, okay? It doesn't have what Cape Town has.
No.
And it's not Joburg. But still, just a very proud, clean, happy city.
Yeah.
Well, Durban itself.
It did. I used to love going down there. Listen, I still do. It was nice to be there. But it's a shadow of itself. And I feel desperately sorry for the people who live there and who are not responsible for that, for all of this. I mean, it's nobody's fault that there are floods, for example.
No, they've been actual, you know, natural disasters.
That's nobody's fault. But the place is just being run so badly. And you've got people like that, the former mayor of Itekwini. I mean, just like the worst kind of people. Zandile Gumede. Remember her? Just like the most crooked, rotten, and then she comes back from political death, and you think how could they resurrect that old crook?
Yeah,
and you see the way that the premier is now fighting with, because the ANC there is fighting, the IFP is fighting with MK. It's like, guys, none of you are going to be able to run this place properly because none of you want to. You're all just struggling for power.
Yeah.
No one's actually, like, running the place is hard work and it's boring and it's not about power. It's actually about getting stuff done.
Grafting.
Yeah. And none of you can do it. You're all cuck at this. You've proven it. Wherever the ANC has run things in KwaZulu-Natal, it has not got better for the people. You know, we were talking, for example, about how people used to go there for holidays.
Or even save up again their whole lives to retire there.
And perhaps just go there for the weekend, you know, on the other side of the spectrum. And it's like now you'd have to have your head read.
Yeah.
Like no one is putting Durban on their list of places they're really keen to go to unless they've never been there before and they don't know how shit it is. In which case, yeah, sure, you can go there and, you know, you might even find something to make you smile. But I'm telling you, it's hard as nails there now at the moment. And people are not enjoying themselves. The city looks like it has been shat on by aliens and Bigfoots and Loch Ness monsters. So I really hope they can sort the place out, because it seems to me like that is a story of just wreck and ruin.
Yeah.
As opposed to like improvement. And you go to a place like the Western Cape and you see improvement, which is why people are semigrating down there.
Yeah. See improvement, and you see people who are happy in their jobs, happy to have their jobs.
Right.
Generally upbeat.
Yeah.
Well, that's if you can afford to live there.
So, well, that's the other thing, right? It's like you need money. And we've got to grow this economy. So why don't we listen to people who know how to grow economies?
Who've proven that they can.
And not listen to people who don't know a damn thing about running their own personal household. Like, it's one thing to talk about the state and money, but when a cigarette baron is funding you, and you don't actually own the house you live in, and you're living beyond your means and buying jackets that cost hundreds of thousands of rands with money you didn't earn because you're an MP. That's your salary. We know how much you're meant to have. It's not enough to buy that stuff.
Like the same can be said for pastors.
Then we should not listen to you when it comes to matters pertaining to the wallet.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, a couple of comments here. You know when you put a potato in a microwave, select the pizza option, but when you open the microwave, it's still a potato. It's the same thing when you choose your gender. Not sure how gender came into it, but yeah, I mean, that's another part of the story, right? Is that we're now led to believe that if people feel a certain way, then that must make it true.
Yeah.
And that's just not how the world works. I'm afraid that the world is not interested in how you feel about stuff. And I'm just over these arguments. How much more must we try to beat this dead horse for people to get it? Carl says, will they now get that fine money from Yuster's estate? Well, I don't know how it works, but I keep thinking, all right, like he's a bad man and he's a crook and he's all of these things. But he's also got kids and a wife. Not that I'm like suddenly sympathetic to them, but I kind of wonder how it must be to be a kid of someone. It's almost like being Al Capone's kid, you know?
Yeah.
So you go to school and what do all the other kids go, that's Al Capone's kid, stay away from them. It's kind of shitty. It's not your fault again. It's shit of him to have done that to his children, because it was greed. That was all it was. Greed and corruption. We talk about corruption. That's what it is. JP says, hectic weekend. What about the terrorist attacks by ISIS in Russia? Oh, that's another thing. I tried to follow that story, and again, you don't know what to believe. You're like, so these guys were shouting Allahu Akbar, which is not beyond the realms of reason. Let's just be clear about that when it comes to terrorism. That you know, Islamic extremists are responsible for more terrorism in the world than any other group by a long way, by a wide margin. So that's not an unbelievable thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then you see the conspiracy theorists again. Oh, it was Ukraine. Maybe. There's a possibility it could have been Ukraine. And Ukraine sent these guys in to do this, to destabilize, make Russia feel uncomfortable, anger Vladimir Putin. Who knows what the – you know, there are all these theories going around.
We can be told the truth on that, but we still won't believe it.
We still won't believe it.
No.
And then people saying, well, it's the U.S. And how did the U.S. know before it happened? Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answers to these things, but it'll all come out eventually. Tracy says, friends of mine lost their entire retirement in the Steinhoff crash. And because he's not senior management, he was not compensated in the payout that was made last year. Mm. They look after their own. Oh, man. That's tough as hell.
Sure.
You can't even follow the weather report, says Propaganda. Yeah, you see? Right. I feel sorry for my family. Verulam was one of the cleanest towns. Now they throw litter next to the bins instead of into. Yeah, you see, there are places, Vyas, in KZN that are just awful.
It's just no pride anymore.
Yeah, and some of this you can blame on the government.
Mm.
But some of it you've also got to blame on the people. Because I saw a thing, I think it was Gareth van Onselen said on X over the week. I've actually realized, like, my life was much happier when I wasn't on there all the time. Yeah. Now I'm back on.
You have
on.
Been in a bit of a tiz.
Yes.
Ever since being
I've
back
I've got to give myself a diet. I've got to go on a diet for this. Like, you can't
cake. I think you've got to do, like, what's the fasting?
Yeah. You have to severely limit your intake.
Yeah. And then maybe give yourself a little insight, but then walk away again.
Yeah. Is that true, Gareth? Terrorist attack? You see, again, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And frankly, it is confusing. The four guys who attacked the concert have been caught already. I saw videos of those, and they're like torturing them and kicking them. And
yeah, there's that. And then I actually wanted to bring it up, and it's kind of related. But this South African yacht crew, three people on board this yacht that worked this yacht.
Yes.
They were on their way from Zanzibar to Durban. And all of a sudden, the Mozambican Navy surrounded them, started shooting at them, and then arrested them, took them in, and tortured them for days.
Jesus.
Tortured them, asking if they were part of ISIS. 2.5 days interrogation. They kept knocking them about with these AK-47s. The one person who was 59 years old started actually passing blood in his urine. That's how they were torturing this crew.
Imagine you just get the people who go and sign up for this work, and it's hard work. I mean, they earn good money, but you're just trying to earn a job, earn a living rather, and earn some money in a job. And this has to happen to you?
Again, when you're telling the truth and not being believed, how horrible, for days.
Shoof.
And all they had done was avoid some bad weather. But yeah.
I saw a story, to completely change the tack on this thing. I saw a story that Beyonce was like complaining about how her new song, which is just
the
going,
Texas
everybody loves one, it. Yeah. I even said I like it, and I do.
Mm.
And I saw this story about Beyonce. She's complaining that, she's never felt welcomed by the country music awards or country music in general, you know, the community of country music. I was like, you have to work really hard to feel like a victim if you're Beyonce. I mean, that woman gets more praise than any singer, with the possible exception of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Her fans are lunatics, Taylor and Beyonce's, right? And I'm sitting there going, wow, we have to make time out of our busy days with all of the stuff we've been talking about for the last 20 minutes to feel sorry for Beyonce because she hasn't been like embraced by the country music community yet.
That's ridiculous.
I'm like, I, you know what? I'm prepared to put up with a lot of shit in my life, but not that.
Yeah.
I refuse point blank to feel sorry for Beyonce Knowles Carter.
I mean.
I refuse.
How hard did she have to think that one up? Jeez.
I saw the story and I was like, you've got to be kidding me, right? She's married to Jay-Z, who is independently one of the wealthiest people in music history. So is she.
Yeah.
They seem to be happily married. They seem to have good children. They seem to be popular, universally popular. They're among that very small cadre of artists who get invited to the White House, and wherever they go, people just fate them. Mm. They are celebrated like a celebrity should be if they're a true famous person. They're like the luckiest people in the world by any margin. There's no part of Jay-Z or Beyonce's life where you go, oh, shame.
I wouldn't want that.
Oh, shame. It's so hard for them. They're friends with all the people that you would want to be friends with in America. They have power. They have influence. They have, it seems, the perfect life. And now because, I don't know, like five people in America said they didn't love Beyonce's country song, now we must all take time out of our day to feel sorry for her.
No.
I'm pretty sure the story didn't come from her. I'm sure it's some bullshit on the internet like most stuff is.
Yeah. Speaking of.
But I'm like, no, I'm not going to make time to feel sorry for Beyonce. That I'm not going to do. No. I'll do a lot, but not this. So I thought that needed some comment this morning.
Yeah.
All right. Let us go to the sport because we have producer James here. Hello, producer James. How are you? Let me turn on your mic. There we go.
Hello.
How are you?
Maura, I'm very well. How are you?
Good. What's been happening with you? How was your weekend?
It was good. I shaved. I have no beard anymore.
Is this the new look for producers going forward? Because Ryan had a beard. You felt you had to have a beard. You were doing it for a transition.
What do they say? It changes as good as a haircut or something, right?
All right. Well, nobody cares about your facial
hair.
What they care about is the sports results from the weekend, and there's quite a lot to go through. By the way, in case you were wondering, because some people were messaging me over the weekend saying, why the hell didn't you do a show on Thursday? Well, Thursday was a holiday. And Friday, well, I wasn't here. So, yes, we didn't do shows on Thursday and Friday. Mm. So you know what? We're back this week, and guess what? We'll be doing Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
And not Friday again.
No, Friday's a holiday. Friday's Good Friday. It's Easter.
We've got to make it good.
And
Friday.
Then Sunday
is Easter.
Easter, and that means Monday we've got the day off as well. So April Fool's Day, you won't have to hear from us either.
There you go.
And it won't be an April Fool's joke.
No.
Okay, just clearing this up so that people know what the hell's going on. All right, let's take a look at some of the sport. This is, of course, brought to you by Superbets. These are the people we talk to every week when it comes to figuring out where we should place our bets and who we should place them on and what kind of sports betting there is available to you. If you're a person who loves sport, you can love it even more when you've got money on it.
That's true.
That's the way I see it. It made me love sport.
Especially if you're betting on the South African teams this weekend.
Yeah, I would just fall asleep while you were talking about sport before or when Ben was talking about it. Now, I listen in case I got money on it. Yeah, right. Okay, so what do we got?
So we'll start with the rugby. Not an awful lot of sport this weekend. There wasn't a lot of football, so that cancels out a whole weekend for a lot of people.
Mm.
But again, starting with the rugby, if you bet on the South African teams this weekend, you would have done very well. It was
right.
A clean sweep for all of them. Sharks played against Ulster. They won 22-12 there. At home, Stormers played Edinburgh 43-21 to the Stormers. And then the away South African teams, the Lions, they played, I don't know how to say this, Connacht.
Connacht.
That's the one. They won 38-14. And then the Bulls played against the Dragons 31-10 to the Bulls.
Is that why you were asking me about Irish people and what they speak and how?
Interestingly, no. I actually saw something else that sparked that question. But now I see there's a team here that is probably Irish. I'm assuming.
No, Connacht's Irish.
Right. See, weird words. Mm. Moving on to the Formula One. Hectic weekend in the motorsport world. Ferrari 1 and 2 for the first time. And we had Carlos Sainz winning that Grand Prix.
Okay.
Which means that the Spaniard ended Max Verstappen's winning streak in the Formula One. He's also the first driver who's not Max Verstappen to win a race in the last 21 races, which is insane.
Good. Some changes there would be welcome.
I know. The world of motorsport's crazy at the moment. Verstappen, he also retired early. Nobody saw that coming with brake issues. And then both Mercedes cars didn't finish the Australian Grand Prix.
Controversial.
Week. Yeah, a little bit. George Russell involved in a little bit of an accident. And then Lewis, if I'm not mistaken, was an engine problem. So he also left the track a little bit early. And then on to the MotoGP. Again, good news for South Africans. Brad Binder claimed 4th at the Portuguese Grand Prix. Mm. He's currently 2nd in those overall standings. And the MotoGP still runs until November. Okay. He's got a chance to win it.
Brad Binder's done us proud. And again, I don't see any like welcome parties for him at OR Tambo whenever he gets back here. There's no fuss made, but he's probably one of the most successful sports people in South Africa for the last 20, 30 years.
Absolutely, especially in that field. I mean, I don't remember the last time there was.
And I haven't seen Cyril take a moment out of his busy schedule of doing nothing to congratulate Brad Binder either. I wonder why. That's strange. Okay, anyway.
I've actually watched him racing in, you know, live.
You've seen it happen?
Yes.
You went to...
I was at a launch of a Formula One track in South Africa. I was part of the team launching that.
Wow.
And he came to ride, and I didn't know who he was until then.
You were impressed.
But yes, I didn't realize what greatness I was watching.
There we go.
They need to bring a Formula One to South Africa.
Right.
That's what I will say.
Yeah.
They do.
Very good. Okay, well, that's very useful, sport. And Superbets, of course, supports responsible gambling. Strictly no under 18s, winners know when to stop. The South African Responsible Gambling Foundation's toll-free counseling hotline is 0800 006 008. I see somebody here placed a bet on Cameron Simon over the weekend and lost.
Mm.
Sorry about that, Audrey. She says, I lost money betting on him.
Hmm.
So it didn't go well for him.
That is true. No, it didn't. I was looking it up now to actually see what did happen.
All right. Well, thank you, James.
Thank you, guys.
Go and learn some more Irish names.
Irish
names of places. All right. Very good. That's all we have for you in the sport this morning, brought to you by Superbets, but we'll have some more for you in the next couple of days. So stick around for that. There's still other stories in the news that we've got to get to, but we've got Dr. Hanan coming up in a little while. And people have been asking, where is MASH? So going to be bringing MASH in this morning at 7 o'clock. Yeah, we haven't spoken to him and caught up with him in some time. So we're going to get MASH back in the show and on the air and get him to tell us what's been going on. I'm so glad Ferrari decided to get Hamilton. JP, I have nothing to add to any of this. I don't even know like the first thing. So just, you know, don't mind me while I go talk among yourselves about that stuff. It's a very, very strange thing, but we've got to talk about this too. A fantastic story, by the way, is you guys went to an animal shelter.
Yes.
Over the weekend, your whole family.
Yeah.
This is a nice thing. Let's get together and celebrate stuff.
Yes, you know, absolutely.
People stuff that's doing true, nice things.
Stuff that really happened and you can believe it.
Right.
And it's good. So, yeah, we always tend to adopt our animals. And we have a little adopted Jack Russell from Paws. Paws are us. And we also had a Swiss Shepherd from Woodrock. And unfortunately, Maisie, the Swiss Shepherd, had to be put down earlier this year. So Hutch, the Jack Russell, was lonely and to the point where for the first time in his little life, in his 8 years, he followed my dad's car out of the gate when my dad went to the hardware store doing dad things.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad didn't notice. Someone picked him up on Jan Smuts. How he had dodged cars, I have no idea. But thank goodness.
I was so worried the story was going to end in tears.
No, it ended in happy tears because we knew then that Hutch needed a little friend.
Okay.
So off we went to Paws. Nothing like saying to, because they received the call, the chip is still in their name. So nothing like saying, hi, my dog ran away, but can we get another one?
Well, I suppose they're looking for people to adopt.
I promise it was the first time.
Yeah, of course. But they're looking for people to adopt. So they're not going to go.
No,
you know, it's
exactly.
Like if a kid is at an orphanage and there's a loving, caring family that'll look after them. I don't see any reason why people have to stand in the way of that. But,
no, exactly.
All right.
So
I am comparing animals and humans. Yes, I am.
So we were matched with little Susie, and we took Hutch. So now they're Susie and Hutch. Oh, right. I know, so cute. She's a little Jack Russell too, but with huge baggage. So
uh-oh.
Susie was found at a property where the tenants had left and vacated the property. The rental people went in to clean up and little Susie was there.
I don't know. Why?
How
can anyone do that?
That's the first thing you think about when moving, right? Is your pets?
Jesus. I find there is a whole level of subhuman behavior that occurs around animals.
Yeah.
Some people are just monsters. And they've said for thousands of years, like if someone is mean to animals, they will eventually be mean to humans.
Mm.
And you can see it in children. If a child is cruel to animals, they're a psychopath when they grow up.
Yeah.
And they'll do terrible things to people as well. So there is a link here. The kind of people who would just leave a house and leave a dog. I mean, you're like, what kind of deep, horrible shit are you?
Jeez, no, it's really bad.
How immoral and twisted is your idea of how the world works that you would treat a defenseless, dependent animal like that.
And that, and you can still go to sleep for however many nights for the rest of your life.
It's just evil.
Not thinking about it.
I we'll get back to your story in a second, but there was a big story in America that also came out all over the internet last week about this woman who went on vacation and left her kid in a playpen.
Oh, geez.
When she came back, surprise, surprise, the kid was dead. And she's now being charged with murder.
What the hell?
And I just, you know, it is unbelievable to me that there are people that evil in the world. And the only thing we can do with them is put them out of their misery. Like, I really think the death penalty should be brought back for people like that.
Yeah.
This is a mother.
They'll never be a mother, a true mother.
If you can't make her care about her kid, you can't make her care about anything.
Yeah, 100%.
So she is just...
beyond rehabilitation.
Absolutely. Needs to be put down like a wild animal that is rabid.
Yeah.
Just get her out of the way. There's nothing society can do to improve a person like that.
No. And it's just going to cost us money.
Anyway, so again.
So, yeah.
To go back.
Little Susie. So Susie's never received love in her life before.
Yeah.
She doesn't. She's so scared of absolutely everyone and everything that she just shakes and wets herself. That's how she's been treated her whole life.
Oh, boy.
So, look, it's a challenge. It's a big challenge. And after we had kind of settled her down, my brother and I got a call to say she's barking, she's unsettled. So we worked in shifts last night to sit with her and hold her and tell her that everything was fine. So we've got a long journey ahead of us.
Well, you don't have kids, so the two of you
No, exactly. This is like our little sibling, you know. Wow. But interestingly enough, on the way back, cause this is all the way past Midrand, Olifantsfontein. On the way back, we got stuck in traffic on the highway.
Yeah.
Near Marlborough.
Yeah.
And this was weird because it's a Sunday.
What was happening?
Well, as we got closer, because we came to a dead stop, as we got closer, you know, the pedestrian bridge over Marlborough was lined up with people. They were all looking over. And I thought, what are we about to see? You're literally driving into something and you think, I don't even know if I want to see this. Then there were cars all piled up on the sides of the roads, people getting out. And I thought, is this a protest? Anyway, we finally get through and I had a look and there were five people piled up on top of each other, lying down on the hot tar, who'd been arrested. their hands were cable tied. Yes.
Yes.
There were loads of cops and they had them down on the floor. These were well-dressed people.
Mm.
So obviously part of some syndicate, something big. This was big because the community had come out, you know, with Alex being right there, had come out to see these people being arrested. Boy, did the cops put on a show.
Wow, great.
They loved this.
It's almost worth it. That's like the kind of traffic that you're thrilled with the eventual conclusion. You're like, wow, look at this.
That's the thing. People were hooting and cheering, putting their thumbs up.
I saw they shot some members of the Rolex gang the other day too in Sandton.
Well, I wondered if these were Rolex gang type people. Yeah, because they were pretty well dressed.
I love when the bad people get shot.
Yeah, it's the best thing.
I mean, I know that we're supposed to say, oh no, but there's
hunger and poverty,
and there's rehabilitation available to these people. And not everyone is a criminal forever. And I just like we're carrying a lot of baggage as society at the moment.
We're pissed off now.
Yeah, and people had enough. Like the level of compassion has just dropped to an all-time low. And I'm happy to be one of those people who keeps dropping it lower. I'm like, shoot some criminals, get them out of the way. Yeah. Take this mom who left her kid in the playpen, went on holiday. She needed a vacation. So child died. Take her out.
Yeah.
We don't have time for this.
So needless to say, 5 hours later when Susie was delivered, the person who brought her said that those people were still lying on the tar.
Wow. So 5 hours
later.
Whole day, huh? Good.
In the hot sun. But yes, that was the cops were so proud of themselves.
Very good. Keyboard Warrior brings up Douglas Murray, who was here the other day with Jane Dutton. We got to talk about that too, because I was in the room when it happened. It was fantastic. He just eviscerated her. Again, like the truth. Because when you have truth on your side, you're unstoppable.
Mm.
And that's precisely what happened here. And I actually, I'll tell you the story, the behind the scenes story there, because I sent the clip to Douglas because I was like, you need to put this out here. I don't know if they ever aired it on EWN.
I haven't seen any of it.
But it went out anyway, and it was superb. So if you haven't seen it, it's really good. It's worth watching. We'll get to all of that and more in a little bit. But here is Dr. Hanan on a Monday morning. Hello, Doc. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. Can we acknowledge that summer's over?
Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm wearing a T-shirt, and I came in this morning, got out of the car here at the office, and I was like, woo. Okay.
Little nippy.
Yeah. Are we meant to be depressed about this, Doc?
Very.
Really? Very. So sometimes depression is absolutely called for.
Warranted.
It's completely justified in this case.
Yeah. I hate winter, so let's all commiserate with each other. All right, so listen, we got a lot to talk about, and I kind of, Leanne's just sat here and absorbed a whole lot of my ranting this morning. Poor woman. I started the show this morning just completely and hopelessly trying to figure out like why people have given up on the idea of truth. And there are a number of reasons for that, and we talked about some of those. I'm not going to go over old territory. But I want to talk about this Kate Middleton saga, not because I give a shit about the royals or any of that stuff, but people are obsessed with the royals, and they're obsessed with celebrities and rich people and sports stars, and maybe because their own lives are so boring. And we've got to acknowledge that a lot of the people who jump to conspiracy theories on the internet, they don't have a lot going on in their lives. And before, they didn't have an outlet for all of this nonsense. Now, because of social media, they have a place to, I don't know, make a noise. The kind of noise that a mob usually makes when they bang for blood somewhere, or they're going to the dog fights, or whatever peasants used to do in the old days. I don't know what peasants used to do. They used to what? Fight with each other, stab each other with pitchforks.
Make chickens fight with each other.
Make chickens fight. Like, peasants have always had to find a way to, like, distract themselves from the misery and boredom of their own lives. And I look at this story with them, and I see conspiracy theories abounding online, and I'm like, why are people like this? Why are they so disappointing? And I need answers, Doc, otherwise I'm going to start, like, losing it.
So the truth is, I didn't even know the story existed before the producer asked me to come and talk about it.
And so you had to do some research.
Completely. And I think, interestingly, Gareth, I think you are 100% right. People that have nothing else to focus on that's meaningful in their world, they look for other people to create that meaning and drama in their lives, so they have something to talk about, or something to do, and something to focus on. We naturally are attracted to kind of the loudest person or the biggest drama, but we forget very quickly. We like the fairy tales, we like the ups, we like the downs, we like the survival story, we like the breakdown story. We just like to live vicariously through other people's existence. The reason why we like conspiracy theories is because it's an intellectually lazy way to connect the dots for something quite complex.
Okay.
So the world is a complex thing, and the brain doesn't like to kind of do the proper homework. And you were talking about the truth and figure it out for real. So it'd rather kind of go 1 + 1 = 2, or it must be because of X, Y, and Z. Simple, done, shelve it, compartmentalize it, and move forward. So it's just an intellectually lazy way to connect the dots to make yourself feel that you understand or that you know, or to close the loop, so to speak, and make sense of your world.
Okay, that's a great explanation. But it's not satisfying me, because I'm like, surely for me and for so many other people who I know and like and want to spend time with, it's a better option to go and fill your life up, to like go and do things that matter, make other people's lives better. Go out there and make a difference to someone else. Make a contribution to the world. Clean up your street. Help your neighbor. Take time out to go and spend time with someone old or someone young. Or
adopt a dog.
Adopt a dog, like Leanne did. But these people are instead getting all up in Kate Middleton's face and worrying about whether or not a video is fake and whether or not she really has cancer, and it's never going to make any impact on their lives in reality. Why are they so loath to do things in their own lives rather than
worry about everyone else's?
Yeah, get involved in stuff that actually has zero to do with them.
I agree with you. I think that's one of the biggest problems, that society is filled with these quick fixes that make us feel better about ourselves because they're just pure distractions. You know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, if we wanted to be distracted, we'd have to go outside or we'd have to wait. How about waiting for our favorite TV show to come on, that it's only going to come on in 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
These days, you know, you have an option of 100 TV shows and you can have it right here, right now, delivered to you in the car.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, sure. The access to immediate gratification is so, it's so accessible these days compared to, you know, the need to be patient, I don't know, 20 or 30 years ago. But what's easier, to go to the gym or to turn on the news and start living somebody else's theory or conspiracy theory or life? Right. What's easier? Is it easier to kind of get your diet in order or get your household in order and clean your house, so to speak, in every way, your finances, mm-hmm. work out a budget, start serving, you know, your kids, start being a better spouse, start finding your sense of purpose, start being kinder to people, adopt a dog. What's easier, doing that or, you know, living through other people's, you know, miseries or other people's stories? Mm-hmm. So people choose the easy way out.
Here's a very good question from Goon, who says, Doctor, what about the effects stupid people have on intelligent ones in society? The number of stupid people is growing like a virus. Why are we so afraid of truth? Because stupidity is easy? It's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, look, life is very nuanced. It's a complex thing, and people don't have the, let's call it, the capacity or the tenacity to go and seek the real answers. The reason why, I mean, you saw that Douglas Murray eviscerate the EWN reporter.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't eviscerate her because he's so clever. He's eviscerated her because he's educated. He was four steps ahead. If you know what he knew, he was just toying with her because she was playing checkers with somebody that was playing chess. But getting to, let's call it, the Douglas Murray kind of level where you're educated, it's about experiencing life and reading and engaging and connecting dots in very complex ways. And people would rather kind of go, well, I don't want to go down that road. I'd rather go and live
too much
and
work.
Laugh at other people's – too much work. Yeah. I'd rather laugh at other people's lives or, you know, feel happy about people's failures than go and actually study and get educated.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, you talk about the chess and checkers games, but someone once said to me, and I think it's a valid kind of metaphor that's been used a lot, is you do get those people who are like pigeons, and you can't play chess with a pigeon because it'll just jump on the board, knock all the pieces all over the place, and then take a shit. You've got to also decide who's worth engaging with. And unfortunately, we live in a time now where everybody feels like they're equal because they have an equal voice online, right? It doesn't matter if you've got followers or not, but everybody feels that when they say something online, or if they're commenting on someone else's saying something,
yeah,
that they should
audience.
Well, they should be treated like they're some kind of equal. Now, no matter how much I try, I'm never going to be the equal of, you know, people who are much more educated, much more influential, much more powerful than I am. And I've accepted that, but some people don't accept that. They're like that pigeon that gets on the board, knocks the chess pieces all over, shits all over it, and then expects applause for that too. Surely with social media, we will get to a point somewhere in, you know, the story of humanity. Maybe it'll take another 50, 100 years. Maybe AI will do it in the space of 5 years. But where we can just shut down that noise, that stuff I was talking about when I first posed the question, from all these crazies who we should be ignoring. I said to Leanne, you know, before you would have just driven past these people and not paid any attention. But they all think that they have a say now. Will we be able to ignore them in the future? Are you confident?
Nah. Everybody, one thing that's common to everybody is that we all like to be heard and we like to feel important. And social media plays into that. You know, we get a heart. Mm. What does a heart even mean? Or what does the thumbs up really mean?
Right.
It makes us feel special, but people must understand that when you get the heart or the thumbs up, people didn't even look at your work. People even didn't hear what you had to say. They just virtue signaling, letting you know that, oh, we paid attention to you, but it's all fake. So, you know, we like these things and we strive for these things, but they don't mean much. We think we have an audience. And everybody thinks they, because they're saying something online, there's an audience and they feel that they're experts in something. So people think that they're European war strategists, and then people were COVID specialists, and now people are Middle East specialists. Everybody thinks that, you know, whenever they have an opinion, it really matters because they have all the information and people are there to listen. And the truth is, please believe me, people are not listening to you. People are watching the Kate Middleton and they're looking after their kids and their wives in the background and their husbands this and their work that and their boss is screaming at them. People just focus on what's important to them. They don't care about your opinion. If you just realize, I mean, how many times have we said, you know, that meme of the earth before your opinion and earth after your opinion? And it's exactly the same.
Right.
People think that your opinion actually moves the earth in some capacity. It means nothing. And I want to tell you, the reality, it's very psychologically liberating to know that you're not that important. You're not that important with the good, and you're not that important with the bad. Just move on with life. Nobody cares. When you succeed, nobody cares. And when you fail, nobody cares. Just move forward.
Right.
Don't think you're that important.
Yeah, because there are people who are waking up this morning going, oh, if I don't do this, what will people think of me? And they're not. They're not going to think about you. Just do the things you want to do today. Do those brave, brilliant things, or do those unimportant, dull, uninteresting things. But don't worry. The rest of us are not going to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're all going to carry on.
Nobody's going to mention your name.
No.
Nobody's going to mention your name at supper tonight. I promise you.
Yeah. All these people thinking that someone somewhere is worrying about them. They're really not. It's crazy. What do you tell kids about, like, how to figure out what's worth spending time on and what isn't?
So it depends obviously what age, but kids need to learn, for me, at least when I see the parents of the kids that come to me, it's the basics. It's manners, it's discipline, do your hard work. Don't blame anybody. Don't be a victim. If you got 55% for maths, got to work harder. If you don't have any friends, build your social skills. If you're struggling with your sports, you know, go training more often. Just the basic things that make you an adult. That's what I tell kids. Values, basic values. Doesn't have to be complicated.
I would have loved to have got 55% for maths.
Well, it's because Leanne was smoking and she was in a gang. She was in a gang at school. All right, Doc, thank you. This is useful stuff to start our week with. If you want to send us a question you've got for Dr. Hanan, you can do that. Just drop us an email, contact@cliffcentral.com, and we will pass it on to him. He's always keen to hear what your problems are and hopefully help solve them. I just want to throw this in quickly from Slippery Pickle before we go to a break. The general intelligence of the mob is inversely proportional to the size of the mob. As the mob doubles, the average intelligence halves. Can't remember the name of the law. That's always true. I think that's spot on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
there we go. 100%.
All right, we got lots of other stuff to get to in the next hour. Thank you, Doc. We'll be calling it quits for this hour. We'll be back in just a moment or two. Stick around, cliffcentral.com. And among other things, Mash pops in to give us an update on where he's been and what he's been up to. So plenty to talk about. Don't go anywhere.